B'tochen for Life, Shir 1749, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlocha in everything that they do. We are discussing a level of Emunah, and it's important to understand how high this level is. Because we have to be truthful with ourselves if we want to really develop B'tochen. Let's say, for example, a person's working on a Shidduch. It's very normal to get emotionally involved in it. What should my next move be? Who should I call? Who's going to help me? It's very normal, it's very natural for a person to feel that. And it's very normal for a person to get stressed a little bit, nervous or anxious. But the Baal B'tochen, who understands that really whatever he's doing is nothing, he just has to do it because that's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants him to do. But ultimately, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person lives with complete menucha. And this is a very, very high level. We don't even necessarily pay attention to it. Because every time we do an action, subconsciously we feel as if we're actually accomplishing something. And it's not that there's something wrong with us. It's very natural to feel like that. But the Baal B'tochen, the Baal Emunah, tries to overcome that. So we have to take a step back and internalize what we're discussing here, because we're discussing the two lower levels of Emunah. Number one is a person who feels that his actions are really accomplishing, but the Ribono Shel Olam is quote-unquote helping him out. Number two is that he feels as if nature, his actions, everything that goes on is a tool in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it still exists. There's still the Parnasa, there's still the Hishtadlus, there's still everything that he's doing. However, it's in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So such a person will not be stressed, he won't be nervous. But he's still giving credence to nature. He's still giving credence to his Hishtadlus. Because it's a tool in the hand of the Ribono Shel Olam. And he understands that he has to do Hishtadlus, and he does have to do Hishtadlus. A person, in most scenarios, has to do Hishtadlus. So therefore, he feels as if the Hishtadlus is something. Nature is something, says the Michtam Eliyahu, but it's a tool in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, this is not the top. There's a higher level that we'll Be'ezer Hashem discuss. But we have to realize that this level itself will get us very far in Emunah and B'tochen. The second we negate our responsibility and we understand that we're just a tool in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes much easier to feel smicha, to feel B'tochen.